Oh, wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me, Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is he, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. Once a slave, now Jesus saves, satisfies, banishes my sadness. Guilt is gone, peace is mine, peace like to a river. Jesus is a wonderful mighty to deliver. Oh, wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me, Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is he, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. Once a slave, now I'm free, free from condemnation. Jesus gives liberty and a full salvation. Now the sins of the past have been all forgiven, and my name is inscribed on the book of heaven. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me, Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is he, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. Living it with my Lord in a holy union, day by day, all the way, holding sweet communion. Oh, a chain, grace is wrought in my lovely station, since my soul has received full and free salvation. Wonderful Jesus is to me, Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is he, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me, Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is here, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name.
Is he wonderful to you? Let's sing one song again. This evening I want everyone to put on your garment of praise. Oh, where two or three are gathered together, there he is in their midst. Oh, praise the Lord. We are here most importantly to meet him. And as long as his word of assurance is there for us, that even if two, and we are more than two here, he will be there. That is the most important thing. And he's here tonight to fulfill his word, because he has always fulfilled his word. Oh, praise the Lord. So let's put on a garment of praise. And let's just warm ourselves again. Praise the Lord.
Put on the garments of praise. Oh, put on the garments of praise. Oh, and the spirit of the heaviness shall fade the wind. Who don't put on your garment of praise?
Put on
the garment of praise.
Oh, yes,
put on the garments of praise.
When the spirit
of the heaviness shall fade away, who put on the garments of praise?
Oh,
put on the garments of praise.
Oh, yes,
put on
on the garment of praise.
Oh, and the spirit of the heaviness shall fade
away if you put on the garment of praise.
Once more,
put on the garment of praise.
Oh yes,
put on the garment of praise,
and the spirit of the heaviness shall fade away.
Will you put on the garment of
praise? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for this evening that He has made it. My voice has become a little bit hoarse, but praise be to God. We were here to do His work. Amen. Amen. Let's just bow down our heads. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you once again. What a blessed time, O Lord, that you have given to us once again to be gathered in your house, Lord. Father, it is you that have called us, and we know that you call your children, there is always a purpose. And Father, we know that your purpose has been always good. So Lord, tonight your children sit at your feet, O God, knowing that your presence is here with us. And even Father, as we turn to your word, O God, you are the author of it. Father, lay your hands upon your word and make it alive unto us. And Father, at the end of it, O Lord, let us receive the joy of our hearts, O God. And know very well that, Lord, of the truth, we are coming here has not been in vain. We thank you, we bless you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Shall we, as we are still standing, let's turn to our scripture. Let's turn to 2 Peter. 2 Peter 1. We'll read from 1 to 9. It's a very common scripture. We have been reading it many times, several times. But the prophet said, even if you've heard it for 100 times, hear it again for 101 times. Amen. Because the more that you hear, the more it becomes life unto you. So 2 Peter chapter 1, we read from 1 to 9. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. He said, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power had given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by this ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Let's just raise the word of God, his own word, to him again. Oh Lord Jesus, we know the Holy Spirit is here.
Father, we've read your word of life. But Father, it has to take the interpretation from you, Lord. It has to take the Holy Spirit, O Lord, to lead us, O God. Father, tonight lead us. And let us digest, O God, the life that is in this word. That, Father, it will become part of us. We ask that, Lord, you give us the understanding. Give us the grace. Lord, prepare a ground whereby, O Lord, this word of seed, O God, where it falls, Father, it will bear fruit. Because according to your word, by the fruits that we bear, we glorify you. Father, we want our life to glorify you, God. That is why, O Lord Jesus, you have called us even in this age. That, Father, we will know the truth, O God. Father, we thank you for the prophet that you've given to us in this our age. When we look at the word of God, we see how all things are proving your prophecies, O God. Lord, we thank you that, Lord, you have called us out from this world of sin, O God, and has made us a special people, O God. Father, we thank you, the Lord, you have brought us even to heavenly places to sit even with Christ Jesus. We thank you, God, this evening. Bless your word and make it alive unto us. In Jesus' name we pray. And even, Lord, if as many that are sick amongst us, O God, even before we leave here, Lord, let us carry testimonies to the glory of your name. We commit our loved ones who are not here, Father, all of them into your hands, that whatever blessing that we receive here, O God, it will be their portion also. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray with our thanksgiving. Amen. God richly bless you, my brethren. God bless you. We have a topic this evening. No, it's a prayer meeting. The divine nature. Divine nature. And many a time, okay, it's not yet on the board. Divine nature. And when we come here, it is all about to examine ourselves. See, it is always right for us to examine ourselves. Praise the Lord. It will not be proper. You see, if we have denied ourselves of the things of this world, and yet when it comes to the time that our Lord Jesus will come and we will miss it, my brother, it will be really painful. So let us, as he said, give diligence to our calling. Praise the Lord. So we look at the divine nature. When you look at the word nature, well, what the dictionary and encyclopedia will give you is that it is a phenomenon of as creation. But we know that it is something more than that. The thing is, today we look at nature. When we look at nature, we look at the botany and the mammals as animals. And we are also animals, you see, according to science, that we are also animals, mammals, praise the Lord. But in actual sense, we are in the image of God, praise the Lord. And so we see that every living thing has a characteristic, see? Every living thing has its own characteristics, praise the Lord. Just from the day that God created, finished creation, even when he was creating, what did he say? He said, let the fruit-yielding trees bring forth fruits after their kinds. See? To bring the same characteristic. Praise the Lord. So same also when he created man. He said, let us create man in our own image. And he said, God created man in his image. And so man has to also portray what? The characteristic of what? The image of God. Amen. And that is what we have here this evening, the divine nature. And our prophet preached on this topic, this very text. I believe you all know it. The stature of a perfect man. Praise the Lord. The stature of a perfect man. And now let us see how the prophet started to break down the very text. You see? He said, he started with, Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith. Praise the Lord. So the prophet was drawing our attention that look at it closely. He said, to them that have obtained the precious faith. So the prophet said, this salutation, this address was to a special people. Praise God. It was to a special people, to them, you see, to them that have also obtained what? That precious faith, like as we have also obtained. This is to you. Praise God. It is to us. Peter, Simon Peter, is this, was that the prophet said, this word or this message is not to the world, but to the church. That's what the prophet said. He said, to the church. You see. And then he continued and said, through the righteousness of God. You see? Faith, precious faith, through the righteousness of God. And we know that there are other righteousness. Jesus himself said it. See, the Pharisees have their righteousness. So there is a righteousness of man. As Jesus said, except your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter into the kingdom of God. Amen. So there are other kind of what? Righteousness. And so this precious faith, it should not come by what? The righteousness of a man. But it has to come from the righteousness of God. Amen. Mm-hmm. Not from a man, but from God. The Pharisees have their righteousness. And their righteousness was based upon what? The traditions of the fathers. Traditions. So one time when they asked Jesus Christ, why your disciples, they go against the traditions of the elders, they don't wash their hands before they eat. And Jesus also gave them a very good answer. He said, why do you also transgress the commandment of God with your word, with your traditions? See? So we are not looking at a man's what? Righteousness. Because a man's righteousness will fail. There is the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. We are talking about the divine nature. Praise God. Then verse 2 said, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Then he came here and said, according to his divine power. According to his divine power. Oh, praise the Lord. What is this divine power? According to his divine power. That is what we are going to pray over tonight. Because to be able to receive this divine nature, it has to start with what? You got to receive that divine power. He said, according to his divine power, hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us unto glory and virtue. the divine power of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that for whoever believeth in him will not what? Die, but have everlasting life. You see, the divine power of God is love. The divine power of God is love. Love overshadows everything. Oh, praise the Lord. And said, whereby are, verse 4, it said, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. See? Exceeding great and precious promise. Let's see something here. He said, the prophet said, to them that have obtained like precious, that this salutation is to some special people that the prophet said, Simon Peter was saying something like this. I have obtained this faith, and I'm addressing this to them that has obtained the like precious faith. I want, he said, it's not to the outside world. This is to the church, those that are in Christ. Amen. And then coming to through the righteousness of God, he said, we have already talked about, he said, for there are other righteousness as the Pharisees, the scribes and the Pharisees. And then he came here, he said, Simon Peter here is referring to people who have obtained faith through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, and not those who faith or through a man. You see, it is not through a man or through education or through the law, but through what? Through Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. And so we see that the prophet here, he was saying that whereby we are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. See? That by this ye might be partakers of his divine nature. I look at this scripture closely, and he said, what the prophet said that by these means, by these promises. What are the promises that we have received in this our age? What promise have we received in this our age? And it will be through this promise that we can be partakers of that divine nature. What is our promise? Our promise, this age, our promise is what? It's Malachi 4. Praise the Lord. Our promise, this age, is Malachi 4. I will send you an Elijah before the great and dreadful day of the Lord. See? That's our promise. And so, we take this as what? The exceeding great precious promise of our time. And it will be through this promise before we can be partakers of his divine nature. My brother, nothing can bring you back to the nature, the divine nature of God, except the message of the hour. Praise the Lord. Nothing can change you. In this world that we are living now, in this hour, this time that we are living now, there is nothing that can change a man to bring him back to that divine nature except the word of God that has been given to you in your age. And so that is the message of the hour. That is our exceeding great and precious promise. That's our promise in this our age. My brother, there are a lot of words, messages. And look at what? The number of many Christians that have come out from under different kinds of what? Teachings and doctrines and all over. What kind of what? Christianity is coming out. Today, what do we see? Right in the church. Now what? Homosexuality is now becoming what? The order of the day. See, man marrying man. Woman marrying woman. Right in the church. What message are they listening to? They have what? They have not received the promise of this our age. That is why the whole world has been turned. The Christian life have turned into this kind of way. Even it is so hard. It's so hard to say that they are Christians. See? Very difficult to say that people who do those things are Christians. Very hard to say, my brother. And so, this our age, that precious promise, is what? Is the message of the hour. Praise the Lord. And then he said, they are the people that have escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. You got to escape the corruption of this world. That is exactly what you and I, we have escaped from it, my brother. And you need to escape from it. If you take the world, my brother, you can never take the promise either. It is what? Two things. You can't take the world and take the promise at the same time. No, sir. So people that have escaped the corruption of this world. And in fact, when I was reading the message book, I came to a place where the prophet was just recommending how people have traveled. See, he was talking about people that have escaped from what? From the corruption of this world. The prophet asked a question. He said, last night I said, how many are here out of town? He said, about 98% of the people from out of town. See? He asked the congregation, how many people are out of town? That means, how many people came from outside the town to be in the church? And he said, 98% of the people were out of town. They came out of town. Then he asked again, how many here are 100 miles? They traveled 100 miles. Said, why? It went over, I guess, 80%. Traveling over 100 miles. Oh, my brother, watch. Then he asked again, how many here from over 500 miles? And he said, nearly a third of the people were here from over 500 miles away. He said, think of it. Of the people. Praise the Lord. 500 miles traveling to come and hear the word of God. Oh, Brother Vlad, over 500 miles. And he said over 1/3% of the people. And he was talking about people that have what? Escaped the corruption of this world. Oh, praise the Lord. People that have what? Escaped from the corruption of this world. See, the world, he left the world behind. 500 miles driving to come and hear the word of God. My brother, think of it. This shows people that have escaped from the corruption of the world. And even listen to what he said here. He said, well, those people doesn't come to church like that just to be seen. See? They don't just come to the church just to be seen. See? But they come because inside of them is something that sees a beauty that the natural eye doesn't see. It's a spiritual eye that catches the beauty of Christ. That is why they came. See? Something in them. They have escaped from the corruption of this world. Oh, my brother, my sister. And then he said, even when they come in. Okay, let's listen here. He said, even it is very hard to get a seat. After traveling all this distance, he comes and even to get a seat or a bench. Everywhere is what? Occupied. And he said they will be standing what? Around the walls. They'll be standing around the walls like this. Oh, my brother, my sister. Compare tonight. Compare what the prophet was saying. Compare it tonight. Look around, my brother, my sister. And you see how man is playing with this message of the hour. Look around, my brother. Look around, my sister. Here the prophet is talking about people that have escaped the corruption of the world. The world cannot what? Put them down. Traveling over 100 miles, over 500 miles. And even coming, he can't even get a seat to sit. And he will be standing to hear the word of God. And this message has been prepared everything for us. But look at the way our response to it, my brother, my sister. Brethren, something got to be done. Something seriously we need to examine ourselves. Have we really escaped from the corruption of this world? It is true. There are many people that have genuine reason of what? Of not coming to church. Because something very important, something that they cannot do, because we are in a Pharaoh's world. A Pharaoh's world doing Pharaoh's job. You see. Which is understanding. Because if you don't do it, you cannot even pay your what, your rent. It is true. Some are very genuine. But can you say that the whole of these empty seats, they have genuine reason of not being here tonight? Have you truly escaped from the corruption of this world? Are you sure you have escaped? Because when you are not here, you got something doing. The devil gives you something to do. Maybe someone is sitting by TV watching TV. Maybe someone has opened the internet and he's looking at things that he shouldn't watch. Maybe someone is just sleeping. Are you sure you have escaped the corruption of this world? My brother, my sister, this is a serious matter. This is what the prophet is saying. Think of it. People that have escaped the corruption of this world through lust. Amen. And he said, if you have escaped it, then you must what? And beside this, give all diligence and out of your faith virtue. And virtue, knowledge. All these things we shall come today is just the part one of the divine nature. That's the introductory part of it. So that we are going to pray. This introductory part of it. We're going to pray. See, my brother? Is that the prophet said, now, Peter is saying here how that we must be partakers of his divine nature. Now, each one of us is trying to grow into the stature of God. And he said, faith holds the key that unlocks Christ to the people. Unlocks it, reveals it. So today we are going to try to take the same key to unlock the way to become a virtuous Christian in the stature of God and be a living tabernacle for the living God to dwell in. Amen. He said, we need to find a key. The key that what will unlock Christ to us. To unlock and to reveal to us. And he said, so that we become a virtuous Christian. So let everybody say he's a Christian. But let it be what? A virtuous Christian. Because everybody is putting, everybody have put upon himself, I'm a Christian, I go to church. It's not a question of going to church. But the question of whether, since you believed, have you received? Amen. Since you believed, have you received? That's the answer you got to give. So we said we are the key to unlock the way to become a virtuous Christian. In the stature of God. So that we will be a living tabernacle. For the living God to dwell in. Oh, praise the Lord. Last Sunday we were looking at the tabernacle in the wilderness. That it has is divided into three. The courts for the congregation, and then the holy place, and then the holiest of holies. The prophet said, God dwells, God is in all these three. But his dwelling place is what? Is the holiest of holies. That's where he dwells. And that's where we got to go and meet him. Before it was death to enter. But the day that he on the cross, he paid the price. See, that veil got rented. And it is now open to us. For us to enter into the holiest of holies. His dwelling place. Amen. And he typed it also to our own self. That we are made of what? The same three chambers. We have the body, the spirit, and what? The soul. And the soul is where he dwells. And that is where we need to go and meet him. To live with him there. Praise the Lord. But if a God lives in the holiest of holies, then how have you prepared your soul for the Almighty God to dwell in? How is the soul prepared to receive him? How is it prepared? He cannot live where there is what? There is sin. He cannot. We all remember the provocation in the wilderness. When the people sinned and made themselves another god, God said, I cannot live in the midst of these people, stiff-necked people. So what did Moses do? He had to take the tabernacle and put it far away from the camp. Because God cannot dwell in the midst of sin. Praise the Lord. And the Bible says anyone that wanted to go and see the Lord had to go beyond the camp that he's living in. Oh, praise the Lord. He has to go beyond the camp of sin, and go and meet him at his dwelling place. Oh, my brother, my sister, we have built camps. We are living in our own camps. Oh, my brother, my sister, let us get away from our camps and go and meet him, his dwelling place, the holiest of holies. Build a number of camps. We are living in a number of camps. He's not there. It is Ichabod that has been written there. The glory of God has departed. The children of Israel in their camp, the glory of God departed from them. Let us go beyond our own camps, my brother. Because the prophet was saying, look, the outer courts, don't continue to live in the outer courts. The outer courts type what? The manna that they ate in the wilderness. Praise the Lord. See? And they ate the manna, they died. Go beyond the outer courts. The veil has been what? Torn. And enter into the holiest of holies, a consecrated place where you can what? You can meet with your God. We are talking about the divine nature. And my brother, what is it? We are going to look, because he is the Alpha and Omega. As we are going to study this, and through, it will take us maybe about 3 nights, or the way how the Holy Ghost will lead us. So this is the first part, the introductory part of this divine nature. And so we got to find where to start from. And we will see that where we are going to start from is the very place where we will end up. Proving that he is the Alpha and Omega. Praise the Lord. His divine power. In verse 3. According to his divine power, hath given unto us all things that pertains unto life and godliness. See? According to his divine power, hath given unto us all things. Christ dying for us. The love of God. Amen. So tonight, we are turning to 1 Corinthians 13. And starting with this divine nature. My brother, my sister, we are all going to study. We are going to look at the word. Wherever you, we fall short, my brother, my sister. Let us prepare ourselves before we go to what? Faith, temperance, and other things. As we go to faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and come back same to charity again. Amen. The Alpha and Omega. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 13. And my brother, let's look at something there tonight. It is you and your God that we do what? We leave this camp. You see, these are camps that we go to leave and move to the holiest of holies and go and meet him. Praise God. And so let's look at that. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have no charity, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Oh, my brother. Listen to it. You have the tongues of men and of angels. You can speak of earthly things and heavenly things. And yet you don't have love, charity. You are just what? Making noise. And although I have the gifts of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have no charity, I am nothing. Oh, my brother, if I come here or any minister comes here and then begin to perform miracles, lay hands and all that, and there is no love. My brother, look, he said the rain fell upon what? The just and the unjust. The wheat and the tares, they all received it. See? Judas Iscariot, that day when they were sent, he also went. They came back saying what? Oh, they saw what? The devil defeated. They were healing. Judas went also healing. See? And the Bible says now, Satan has become what? An angel of light. And so are his ministers. See? Praise the Lord. They will do miracles and everything. Till if it will be possible, even it could probably be what? But it will never happen. They elect. See? That's why you can see that there are some things that are going on, some miracles that are going on. You look at it closely and you see that, oh, of the truth, the person have received his healing or her healing, yet this is not of God. Why don't we appreciate what the Lord has done for us in this our age? That he has opened our eyes for us to see all things. Before I got into this message, I believed in every miracle. And I consider every minister or bishop or whoever it is that does all these miracles, I believe the person to be what? To be of God. But today, praise be to Lord, to the Lord, I see the difference now. Amen. So we are looking at the camps. My brother, if you find yourself in any of these camps tonight, just be sincere to your own self and say, I leave that camp tonight. Amen. Verse 3 says, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have no charity, it profited me nothing. Amen. Verse 4, it says, charity suffereth long. My brother, can you suffer long? The long suffering of God. Can you suffer long? When you see that you truly, someone has done you really evil, or he's put you somewhere that it takes so much out of you. Can you do you endure it? See? Do you suffer long? That's long suffering. If you are someone that hasn't got that spirit tonight, my brother, my sister, get away from that camp and go to the holiest of holies, his dwelling place, and say, Lord, here I am, I come. He said, charity is kind. Take notice of it. Charity is kind. Are you kind? Charity envieth not. If there is a spirit of envy in you, my brother, my sister, is a wrong camp. It is an Ichabod written there. Get away from that camp and go and meet him. In the holiest of holies, we are starting with what? The divine nature. That is what we all want to be. Because we have been created in his image. And we must show those characteristics. Since mango tree, always I say this, since mango tree was given the commission, bring forth fruits according to your kind, mango tree has responded to God's word. It has never changed. Mango tree will never bring forth what? Orange or grapes, but mango tree. Then why we in the image of God? Can't we bring the fruits of the image of God? My brother, let's go back. It's possible. Amen. It's possible, my brother, my sister. If we shall turn to the what? To the divine nature of God. And starting with what? Coming out from our camps. Charity. And we will end up with charity again. Praise the Lord. He said what? Charity vaunteth not itself, or is not puffed up. See? It is always what? See? The other side of it is what? Vaunted, puffed up is what? Humility. Amen. Lowliness, meekness. That is what? The nature. That's the divine nature of God. You are not what? Vaunted. You are not puffed up. But what? Obedience and humility, meekness, lowliness, broken spirit, contrite heart. Oh, praise the Lord. It says, charity do not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Oh, my brother. Take notice of this. Many a time our mind, the message, you remember the message? The mission to Damascus. See? Mission to Damascus was not what? A good mission. It was a mission to destroy. And many a time, we will be, our mind travels, our mind begins to go missions. Of Damascus, going on missions. See? My brother, stop it. If it is going, pray that, Lord, pray that the light will strike you, say, Lord, tonight, my mind has been traveling all the time to Damascus. It has been going to Damascus. Lord, tonight, let me see the light. Let the light break in my sight as it did to what? Apostle Paul. And it changed him right there. Amen. Call for the light tonight. The Lord, many a time my mind travels. And it travels thinking evil. Doing a lot of things. Things that are not right. Seeking the things of this world. Lord, let the light strike me tonight. The light strike me tonight. Because when you met with Paul, it changed him. Amen. He said, charity rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in truth. It beareth all things, believeth all things, hope all things, and endureth all. All things. Let us even stop here, my brother. And get ourselves into prayer. Praise the Lord. We are going to study the divine nature. Amen. And we need to start from somewhere. We cannot just say we are studying unless we ourselves have prepared the grounds. We need to prepare ourselves. Amen. Just like what? The prodigal son. The other day, we heard, you see? He has to come to that realization first. You don't just jump into repentance. that have repented. You see, the year is coming to a close. On the 31st, you see a lot of, God will be hearing a lot of what? Decisions and people making a lot of words that, I won't do this anymore. I won't do this 31st. It's making resolutions and resolutions. Oh, my brother, my sister. See, you are going the wrong way. And then just 1 week, if he's a smoker, he smokes 10 sticks, it will be 20 sticks. See? Resolutions. It doesn't work. You got to realize, you see, you have to start from realization first. Because the prodigal son going to meet his father again, going back to the holiest of holies, he said, what did he do? He came back to himself. See? You have to come back to yourself first. To weigh and balance. Oh, praise the Lord. Before you move on, you got to realize that, no, this is really wrong. This is what the right way. I see that this thing is going to lead me to this. This is going to lead me to this. It's going to kill me. You come to that realization. He said, the prodigal son came to himself before he started to make the journey forward. You cannot just jump into repentance. That's why a lot of people say, I've repented, they get baptized, and then it's the same story. Amen. They don't realize, they don't come to that realization and begin to what? See where he is standing. And then knowing that it is death to stand there. It is death to remain there. And I want life. The same thing applied to Samson. That day, he came to himself. He said, there is a possibility, as the prophet said. There must be a possibility. God will hear me. And he didn't say. He said, the prophet said, he prayed the right prayer. You see? He didn't say, oh God, kill these enemies. Destroy them. They have made me blind. Destroy them. Oh my brother, that's the wrong prayer. He said, let me die with them. Die with what? All these spirits of the camp. You got to die to it. Amen. He said, tonight, Lord, I die. My brother, come up here. Die to it tonight. There's the foundation we are starting from. Charity. And we will end with charity. We will bring the word, the chart here, and begin to pick according to how the prophet taught it. Praise the Lord. We will follow every step the prophet taught this message. The divine nature. That is where we need to be, my brother, my sister. We got to prove that characteristics, that the world will see in us that we are true what? Virtuous Christians, as the prophet is saying. Virtuous Christians. Not just ordinary Christian, but virtuous Christians. Oh, praise the Lord. So that there will be a difference. Thank you, Lord Jesus. How many love him? Amen. How many are going to look through these camps, wherever you are, that tonight you say, Lord, I'm coming out from this. I've now realized that this is a wrong place. I have been what? Treading on these grounds for so long. Now tonight, Lord, I am coming. I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm coming home, Lord. Just like the prodigal son. I'm leaving all these things behind, oh Lord. This camp will never take me anywhere. Now I've realized, oh God, my mistakes. Let the light strike me today because I've been going on missions to Damascus. But now, Lord, tonight, I know that you are standing on the road. Father, tonight, let that spirit, that light strike me tonight, oh God. And take over burn everything that is not right in my life. Lord, I want to put on the divine nature. I want to put on the divine nature. I want to be like you, O God. That's my prayer tonight, O Lord Jesus. Forgive me, O Lord. Oh, we seem to be like Jesus.
To from Bethlehem's manger came for a stranger. Honor thy Lord to be like him. My faithful Savior, how rich his favor.
That's what the Lord is asking. The Lord also is expecting from us tonight.
To be like Jesus.
My brother, my sister. Just be sincere. Tell him tonight that, Lord,
be like him.
I surrender. I surrender my thoughts. I surrender my mind. I surrender my desires. I surrender all to you tonight. Lord, I want to put on that divine nature. Remember all that we have read in 1 Corinthians 13. Where you see yourself. Where you see yourself. The camp that you find yourself in. Why not just say, Lord, I'm going beyond that camp tonight. I'm going beyond that camp tonight, Lord. I am sincere to you. I'm confessing, Lord. Forgive me. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. There is no other nature that a man has to put on than that divine nature. Lord, help me to escape from the corruption of this world. Help me, Lord. I want the world to be behind me. And you, Lord Jesus Christ, stand before me. Let me see you all day in my life. Every hour, every second. Let me be seeing you, God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Give me your divine power, Lord. The love of God. Grant me that divine love. That divine power. Love is power. Lord, let me receive it. Because love overshadows everything. Love endureth everything. Love beareth everything. Because your love will make me to believe everything, O God. Your love will make me to endure everything, O Lord. I know that everything will fail, but your love will never fail, O God. Lord, I am easily provoked. O Lord, tonight, O God, I leave that camp. I come out from that camp, Lord. I'm going beyond that camp, Lord. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me. Help me out. Oh, Lord. Prepare me, oh God. Prepare me towards your divine nature, Lord. I want to put on faith. I want to put on virtue. I want to put on knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and above all, Lord, oh, charity, the love of God. Father, tonight, I surrender everything to God. I'm coming to the holiest of holies. Oh, receive me, O God. It's for a reason. It's not for just a story, but it's for a purpose. You gave the parable of the prodigal son. It's for a purpose. It is for me, O God. It has been. It is. The parable was for me, O Lord. So tonight, O God, we say we are the people that have escaped from the corruption of this world. Can we claim it? Lord, our answer is no. Lord, we surrender tonight to God. Let your grace, O God, once again, as Samson said, once more, Lord. Once more, Lord. Let us die to ourselves, Lord. Let this church die to itself. The strikes, misunderstandings, doubtings. Oh Lord, help the church. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Lord, grant us that your divine power, O God, the love of God, which overshadows everything, which beareth all things, which believeth all things, which is not easily provoked, which does not behave in itself unruly. Oh Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we surrender tonight. What revival again are we waiting for? There is no coming any revival. We have the message. And Lord, how is our attitude towards it? We have a prophet, but what is our attitude towards him? Lord, let us come to that realization. Help us to come to that realization, Lord. We plead tonight, Lord, committing each and every one, Lord, every member of the body into your hands, Lord. Let us move away from our various petty camps and go beyond those camps, Lord, and meet you at the holiest of holies, your dwelling place, Lord. Reverend, I'll come and close us in prayer. Lord, be merciful to us, Lord. Be merciful, Lord Jesus.
Father, we come humbly before thy throne once again. After receiving the word of life, Father, and you truly are God, because you have discerned the thoughts and the intents of the heart of thy people.
Amen.
Giving us a such message, Father, you know exactly what we need,
yes,
what
Lord.
The church of the living God needs,
oh,
and
hallelujah.
What we have fall short of it, Father.
Amen, O Lord. Be merciful.
Father, what we desire, that you shall take control of this message that was preached, Father,
yes, Lord,
and
Jesus.
The power that come with it shall transform our heart.
Amen.
That this divine nature shall be a portion of each of us, Father.
Amen.
Father, we all have fell short, Father,
yes,
of
Lord.
These things.
Yes, Lord.
And we confess it.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And
yes.
And we ask you to forgive us, Father.
Yes, O God.
And you, the God, said, I will restore.
Amen.
That's why we ask you that you shall restore the love inside of our
Amen.
Heart, Father. Father, there's nothing we can aim except that thing, Father.
Yes, Lord.
That's why we ask you that the divine love, the agapao love,
yes, Lord,
shall
Jesus.
Visit this church,
oh,
Father.
Hallelujah.
Starting from the pulpits.
Yes.
And to the last seat, Father.
Oh, yes.
That something deeper shall
yes.
be ministered inside of our heart, Father.
Amen.
That where the hatred has taken place,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
Let the love, Father.
Amen.
Take control of everything,
Amen.
Father. That is our desire, Father.
Yes, Lord.
We aim for the higher calling in yes, the Lord Jesus Christ, Father. There's no point for us coming here and going the same, Father.
Yes, Lord.
We come here to receive something from thee,
Amen.
Father. We come here, we know that the life comes through the pulpit, Father.
Yes, Lord.
That you shall minister, Father, to the various ministry that you have called to your body, something that you can build up, Father,
oh,
this church
yes,
to the maturity
Jesus.
Of the Spirit, Father. This is our aim and desire, Father.
Amen.
And that the objective, Father, because we want to be like thee, Father.
Amen.
As our brother shown, Father, there's never been a mango tree that will produce apple, Father.
Yes,
it's
Lord.
Always produce mangoes, Father.
Yes, Lord.
And you have created us, Father, that we shall be able to produce according to the seed.
Amen.
And the seed that was so before the foundation of the
Amen.
World, it was the love, Father.
Amen.
That the same love that you send your begotten Son to
oh,
save sinners like
hallelujah.
Us, Father.
Let
that the same love, oh Father, be
hallelujah.
Inside of us, that we shall be able to go and love
oh,
even
hallelujah.
Our enemies, Father. because you manifested yourself. Oh, when we were enemy unto thee, you didn't look us to thee, to us as an enemy. Oh, you come and you draw your hand to us, and you call us out of the mud of this world, Father.
Yes,
we thank you so much for us, Father. And your word says, you never been ashamed to call us thy bride. Despite our failing, despite our mistake, Father, we ask you, the scripture says, the love cover the multitude of sins, Father. Father, the only thing that can cover is not the filial love. It's the agapao love.
Amen.
The love that comes from above, Father.
Amen.
Father, we ask you, Father, that the power that come with the message tonight, Father, should not leave us this way, Father.
Amen.
Because we know that each time when you come, something good happens, Father. And your word has the power of transformation, Father.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And your word never loses its power,
you,
Father.
Lord.
And we ask you that you shall change our life,
Lord.
Father. And that you shall be our portion tonight,
Amen.
Father. We ask you that you shall fill us with thy Holy Spirit,
yes,
Father.
Jesus.
And we shall be able to manifest thy light in darkness, Father.
Amen.
Father, we ask you, please, Father, help us.
Yes.
Without thee, we can't do nothing,
Amen.
Father.
Yes.
And the prophet, when he went beyond the curtain of time, Father, and he said, without a perfect love, no man can come this side,
yes.
Father. And what he preached, it was the perfect love.
Amen.
This is the message of the hour, Father.
Amen.
We can look at whosoever we can look, Father. But the basis and the end of everything is love, Father.
Amen.
Grant us that divine love,
yes,
Father.
Lord. Yes,
please,
Lord.
Father, fill us with that love,
yes,
Father.
Yes, Lord.
Because the prophet says the lamb wasn't called to manufacture the wool,
no.
But to bear the wool.
That's right,
because
yeah.
His nature is to bear the wool, Father.
Amen.
And you call us not to manufacture the love, but for us to bear that
Amen.
Love, Father.
Amen.
Drop that portion of love from heaven, Father, that we shall be all filled with that love.
Yes, Lord.
Then
Jesus.
We look toward one another. We should not look to, with human eyes,
no,
but
sir.
We should look with the spiritual
Amen.
Eyes,
Amen.
And we shall count one another holy,
Amen.
The way you count us holy,
yes,
through
Lord.
The shedding blood of the Lord Jesus
yes,
Christ,
Lord.
Father. Bless our brother, Father,
yes.
That has labor for your kingdom's sake, Father. That he has put himself aside and to hear from thee, Father. He knew his strength, Father, and provided to all his need, Father.
Amen.
That next time when he stand here, Father, something good also be
Thank
spoken,
you,
Father.
Jesus.
That
Thank
shall
you,
bring us to a higher level,
Thank
Father.
You, Lord.
Father,
Thank
bless
you, Lord.
The congregation.
Yes, Lord.
Bless the pastor.
Yes,
bless
Lord.
All the officers, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Bless everybody that is present, especially tonight here,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
That this word should be the word of meditation, Father.
Yes,
that before next service should come, Father,
Amen.
We shall meditate upon this word, Father.
Amen.
We shall search the scriptures, Father, that speak about the divine love,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
Help us, Father, to walk together. Because when you call us, Father, you bride, Father, it's different members, Father. But you, we are all one, Father.
Yes.
And we want a unity of the Spirit, Father. And the scripture say, and I'll devour to keep the unity of the Spirit, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we ask you that you shall grant us that ability, that we shall work hard and to see yourself manifest among us.
Amen.
In one anchor, Father. And in one place, Father, and in
yes.
one spirit, Father,
Amen.
That you shall be able to pour your gift among your people,
Amen.
Father. Father, you know the desire of our heart, Father.
Yes, Lord.
We truly desire the blessing from heaven. And those blessings, Father, it come with love, Father. As
Amen.
The brother says, Father, we can do miracles, anything that we can do, but without love,
yes.
nobody can see God, Father.
Yes, Lord.
If we can't love one another, how can we pretend to love
oh,
you, Father?
My.
That's why we ask you
Amen.
That you shall give us that ability,
Amen.
Father. That we shall be able to bear with one another, Father.
Yes,
that
Lord.
We shall be able, Father, not to look at the mistake, but to look at the right side
yes.
of the things, Father.
Oh, Lord.
Because all of us, nobody is perfect,
merciful,
Father.
Lord.
Because we are made perfect by
merciful,
the blood
Lord.
Of our sacrifice.
Merciful,
and tonight, we put our hand of faith
yes.
upon the sacrifice, Father,
oh, yes,
that
Lord.
Was made for us, that our sin, our wrong, shall be transferred
Amen.
At the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And we shall come holy from this place,
Amen.
Father.
Amen.
Father, bless us all, Father. As we depart to our various places, Father, we ask you that thy angel shall go before us,
Amen.
Father. And shall escape us from all the work of the enemy, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Where he have digged a hole for us, Father, let himself fall upon it,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
Father, we ask you that you shall bless this congregation and provide to all our need, because we are needy people.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Spiritual speaking and physically speaking. We have many needs, Father. The only way that those needs can be met, Father, there must be atmosphere of love,
yes,
Father.
God.
That why I ask you, Father, that give us that desire,
Amen.
To seek upon the divine love,
Amen.
Father. The agapao love,
Amen.
Father. That love should be a portion of each of us, Father. That we never cease to seek thee until we are sure that we are full with the agapao
That's
love.
Right, Lord.
Bless us, Father.
Yes.
Bless everything that was said. Everything that was spoken for your kingdom, Father, let it be a seed inside
Amen.
Of our
Amen.
Heart, Father. That one day, 2 weeks, 1 week, it shall produce the fruit
of
the Spirit inside
hallelujah.
Of our life. Bless the brother
hallelujah.
Once again, and
hallelujah.
We commit all at thy hand, in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ,
hallelujah.
We pray. Amen.
Amen. God richly bless you, my brother. Bless you. Yes, brother, God bless you. Brethren, that's where we started from, towards the divine nature of God. We started from what? The love. And we will end up with the love. When you go home, try to pick this message book and be reading, so that when we come, this teacher of a perfect man. This is just the introduction. And we will start with what the table, the chart that the prophet used, starting with faith. Because if you don't have love, you cannot enter into faith. You have no faith. It has everything had to start with love. That's why we pray that the Lord will just kill everything that is in us and let us put on the love of God. That's divine power. Amen. God richly bless you for coming. Remember each and everyone in prayer. As many that how is our precious brother Denzel? Amen. Amen. Always when you are in your closet, remember him in prayer. And as many that are sick, also remember them in prayer. Those who are at the time of delivery, pregnancy, and all those sort of things, remember each and every, pray for a brother, pray for a sister, and it will be a blessing that will create the love of God amongst us in the church. God richly bless you.
Thy loving kindness is better than love. Thy loving kindness is better than love. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. Thy loving kindness is better than love. I lift my hands, Lord, unto thy name. I lift my hands, Lord, unto thy name. My lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee. Thy loving kindness is better than life. Kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. Thy loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. Thy loving kindness is better than life.